you ain't pretty.
Come on, come on, girl, why you bothering? Baby, show me something. When I call her, she gon' leave. And I bet I found out she gon' cheat.
Gentlemen, that's right. We got the king when it comes to fabric, and I want to shout out all my favorite designers back home. So, and I'm glad that 95% of all the suits in my closet, both here, LA, and Johannesburg, are South African designs, okay? And I made it clear. That's how we're going to keep it, and that's how it's going to be. If you can, do the same thing too. Sheldon is in the building. That was Chris Brown, Loyal. Let me first of all make it clear. Sheldon, I think you need to go into the diapers line.
For your 4 months old, I think.
Yeah, like seriously. I'm going to send you a picture. The reason why I said that is, I think the baby market is huge.
Yep.
And Refiler, when Louis enjoyed being, you know, when you go to Sheldon, you feel like a star.
People, yes.
You know, there's four guys all over you.
So are you telling me your son enjoyed being, I mean, the inseam measured and all that stuff? Is that what he enjoys?
Measurements, everything. And they're making you cappuccino. I like that. Service, like it's changing. Not just, it's the experience. But now, Sheldon, quick one. Do you think our market, I mean, it took years for you to establish the type of clientele that you have today. And do you think we respond well to the type of production that you put out? Because you have a strong international support. I mean, you did the New York, you did everywhere, Europe, and pricing wise, it's easier when the currency is strong. Sure. Are we reciprocating? Are we at the level where we can meet the quality and the value that goes into your craft?
Absolutely.
Or do you only? Okay.
I would say, like, for example, when it comes to bespoke being that of Naked 8, you know, the market that we are targeting is 0.05% of males worldwide. You know, it sounds like small, but that's all we can really, really accommodate. When it comes to JD by Sheldon Copeland, that is something where price is the most important thing. So everything from fabrication, if we can source everything locally, can make our fabrics locally, do our entire production locally, we're able to create a quality product. The idea is not to compete with China and the markets like China, because they are experts at what they do. The idea is to up it a notch, right? So we want to be able to do a better quality and maybe a little bit more in terms of price, but it's still very special, and we are now able to export to the likes of the USA's and the Europe's and the Japanese market.
Because the truth is, Sheldon, that the luxury market is actually growing, right?
Absolutely.
It is actually growing internationally, so there is room to expand. It's not a pie-in-the-sky scenario.
No, it's not at all, yeah.
Something you mentioned earlier, manufacturing and where the clothes will be made, it will all be done here at home.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
The whole idea is to basically, you know, we were once upon a time during the era of sanction in South Africa, everybody sanctioned us. We had a booming fashion economy.
We had a strong textile industry as well.
We had textile mills. We had a whole heap of factories specializing in all kinds of wonderful trims as well as wonderful fabrication. Mm. So that sort of fell away post 94, right? Because then we basically allowed all other brands to come in. As well as, of course, a lot of cheap imports.
Yeah.
So that forced a lot of factories and textile mills to actually close down.
Mm.
So leaving us in a predicament where so many people had lost their jobs. Now trying to rejuvenate that, there's all of us, you know, there's us designers, there's fashion journalists, there's the likes of Lucilla Boyson from Fashion Week.
Absolutely.
There's various other organizations that are all trying to rejuvenate the industry how we can, you know, and I think it's very important what we do, because this is for our future. And like I say, it's not about competing with these, but creating a product that are a lot more niche.
Nice. Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, JD, my Sheldon Cotman is in the building, and I heard an interview on Monday. Barack Obama was actually doing his interview on one of the local stations here in LA, and the lady asked him, says, President, you always look good whenever you're in public. It doesn't matter if you are in your suit or in your tracksuit. And he said, because you have to, you know, you kind of model how people treat you and how you appear in the world. You know, when you feel good about how you look, you even sound good. And now I understand why, you know, when he's reading his auto cue, he sounds like it's all natural. But it's all in the, is what, I thought, you know, Barack was smart, but it's what he's wearing that make him sound. And my question, where I'm trying to go with this, is since clothing and image, you know, plays a big role in how you express yourself in the world, don't you think maybe our students should get a JD design? We should redo the whole school uniform so that we go to school feeling good about ourselves. And maybe when it's also time to go to office, we should have a standard corporate look like JD, but more precisely on school uniforms. Are we going to see that happening, John?
At which school, guys? At which school?
That is a fantastic initiative.
Ambition.
That is a fantastic. I hope all principals are listening today. Yeah.
Come on.
Love that. Honestly speaking, you've hit the nail on the head. Basically, the most important thing out there when it comes to our world, right? We are there to enhance your persona. We're not there to basically disguise you or something else.
Mm.
You look good. Yeah. Feeling good is looking good, right? You feel it. It's like food.
Yes.
Whatever you ingest will manifest itself somehow or the other. So I like that. I think I've never ever thought about school uniforms, but I love the idea. Well done to you, Judge. You've been eating your breakfast, I say.
But you can't just choose any school, like we're saying. It has to be like a St. John's or a Bishop's or a Sykes or my God.
Hey, I don't know. It could be a Fairways as well. You know, so it all depends.
As long as they'll be able to afford a $2,000 blazer.
It becomes a lot cheaper, right, when you're doing volume.
That's not true. Sheldon, when I was in school, my blazer cost me $500,000. And I'm sure, yes, exactly. And Refuta, I hope you got the MOU with you, because we're gonna get equity in this idea.
Don't worry, we've already signed. It's all signed, sealed, delivered. Actually, I also did corner Sheldon in the green room to make me a bespoke lady suit. Not even a suit, actually. A lady's tux. And he doesn't do ladies.
Nice.
But he's
we do the exception.
This is an exception, so I feel extremely honored. Thanks for getting Sheldon in studio, because my year
beautiful.
Is made.
So,
I'm thinking,
Sheldon, it doesn't end with us. It doesn't end with us. Here's what we're about to do. If you're listening to the Touchdown right now, send us a tweet. Why should we get you a total makeover? Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to give a free total makeover. Worth R10,000, courtesy of my man. I didn't even ask him for it. He's about to commit to it, and we're about to commit to it. Okay, let me put it this way. Courtesy of a touchdown, right?
Absolutely.
Courtesy of a touchdown. We're doing it live. We're doing it live right now. Hit us up on Twitter at Mpakayani or at Joe Man for Life or at IMTBoTouch. Why should we give you a total makeover by JD, by Sheldon Cotman? We're coming right back.
This is how we do. Hey, I'm Jason Dula.
Beyonce.
You know what it is? Metro FM. It's where you're at.
Ooh, wait, there's a new original party in town. No more feeling blue, seeing red, or wondering if you can cope with another boring budget speech. We're bringing you a party that will get you and your comrades from A to B and C and back again. To put the party back into political party, go to a mini dealer by 11 April and register to become part of the new original party. You could even win a ticket to our epic inauguration, the new mini. The new original. For more info and T's and C's, go to originalparty.co.za.
When is the right time to take Rennie? If you're at the stadium watching your favorite team and all of a sudden a vulture swoops down and attacks you.
You're number one!
This is not the right time. However, if you do have heartburn and indigestion after a 7-colored meal, then this is the right time for you to try new Rennie Orange.